2022 primary election, Orange County Registrar of Voters begins audits. Santa Ana, California, 2 days after the 2022 statewide primary election, the Orange County Registrar of Voters began conducting a series of post-election tests and audits to ensure fair and accurate results, officials said. We go beyond what is required in statute and conduct additional audits and testing to ensure every piece of our voting system is secure and recording votes as voters intended, Bob Page, Registrar of Voters, said in a statement. The audits entail registrar officials to use two methods of randomly selecting a subset of ballots, as required by California's 1% manual tally law, which requires all county election officials to randomly select and handcount 1% of all precincts after each election. During the selection process, the ballots drawn represent 1% of the county's precinct, followed by a manual tally and comparison to the software counted votes to verify a signature match. According to registrar officials, the ballots go through a three-tiered review system. If a discrepancy arises, officials notify the voter to verify the ballot's legitimacy. During the random selection, 22 precincts, from San Clemente to Buena Park, were chosen, along with three races, U.S. Representative, State Senator, and Assembly, and two measures from Newport Beach and Westminster. Registrar officials will also conduct a risk-limiting audit, a process that randomly selects a 20-digit number for use with the audit software to select ballots for a manual count. The 20-digit number is selected in order by sequential rolls of a 10-sided die by randomly selected members of the public who attend the audit process. If public members are not present, the staff takes a turn rolling the dice. Officials say the additional measure verifies accurate election results. Unlike the 1% manual tally law, state law does not require risk-limiting audits. Officials have also chosen to conduct a post-election logic and accuracy test which is of the county's voting system equipment and software. These three audits and tests are key components of our comprehensive election integrity program, Page said. Members of the public have the freedom to observe the process, from the random selection to the hand counting of the selected ballots. Election observers have the right to observe the ballot processing from start to finish while staying in a designated area without interrupting the voting and election process. Observers also have the right to challenge whether the staff follows procedures for handling mail ballots. Justin Aguirre, an Orange County resident, said it's his first time observing the audit at the registrar's office. What brings here is election integrity, and I want to make sure nothing goes wrong, Aguirre told the Epoch Times. We need to hold them accountable, ensure everything is okay, and fill out challenge cards if needed. Coming here and educating myself about what's going on, that's what it takes, he said. It's our obligation to come and see. Krista Gill, an Orange County resident, echoed Aguirre's sentiment. If we can't trust our elections, we can't trust anybody, Gill said. I don't care who you vote for, just vote. Let's make sure that we're getting what we voted for. According to the Orange County Registrar of Voters, out of 1,809,773 registered voters, 348,130 cast ballots in the June 7th primary, either by mail, submitting their ballot at a certified drop box, or by voting in person at a vote center. Officials said post-election audits could take weeks to complete.